You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. I hope your day is going well. I hope your week is off to a great start. And I just want to thank you for joining me today. We're continuing to talk about worship and just the importance of worship. And I pray that you know that you are a worshiper. We all are. We're designed to worship. Everybody's a worshiper. You are a worshiper. As I said, it's your created design. And what or who you worship, that's the variable. But you're going to worship. And your worship will result in either fullness or emptiness, blessing, or kind of some scattered confusion in your life. Until our hearts find the object of true worship, which is God, our hearts will be restless. And God is worthy of worship. He calls us to worship. But worshiping God, declaring his worth, giving him that attention and praise and honor and glory, God does not ask us to do that because of insecurity on his part. He does that, well, because his glory demands it, but he knows that it's also good for us. And it really, truly is good for us to worship the Lord. It helps us to kind of worship orders and reorders our hearts and our minds and our lives. Worship is a big holy reset. And worship is there are numerous ways that we can do it. Worship requires focus. If you're not focused, it's not worship. It's lip service or some religious something. But worship, the best group activity is musically, you know, to sing together. You could worship in a whole lot of ways, that you bow before him, that you lift your hands to him, that you get quiet before him, think about him. Declare his names, declare his worth, declare his great exploits of what he has done. Numerous ways that you should worship the Lord, and he's worthy, and it's good for you to worship the Lord. Like I said, it orders and reorders you, and then just to, out of all the fog and smoke of life in our world, kind of cuts through all of that and it makes you so aware of God's active presence and goodness in your life. So you should worship God and you should be a worshiper. And then when you come together, think about this. What if everybody at church during the week, during their days, worshiped God in the numerous different ways that I just outlined and others? You know, just imagine that we all did that as a part of our life. And then when we all would come together and worship, holy wow, that would be amazing. So again, worship is all about focus, and that focus has to be on God, and that God is worthy. And worship requires focus. And without that focus, it's not worship. So let's talk a little bit more of how to praise and worship God. And how to praise and worship God, well, that won't last long without a why. And I think that's probably one of the biggest words in the world is why. So first, why would we worship God? Why would we worship him? Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." So you, speaking to God, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power for or because you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. There's our why, because he's the creator. Well, let's read on in Revelation 5, verse 9. It says, and they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal for or because you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. So we're to worship the Lord, but why? Why? Well, because he's worthy. He's worthy. Both of these passages we just read said you're worthy to receive that worship and glory and honor and power. He's worthy. Well, let's ask why again. Why is he worthy? Well, he's worthy because he's the creator. He made it all. And he's worthy because he's the redeemer. He fixed it all. So every time you worship, let this be in the front of our hearts and minds. I'm worshiping God because he's worthy of worship, of my time, my attention, my energy, my focus. He's worthy, so we worship him. Well, why is he worthy? He's worthy because he's the creator. He created all things. And he's worthy because he's the redeemer. He can fix anything. And every time we worship, let this be in the front of our minds. Now, let's talk just a moment about how to worship the Lord. And there are many, many ways that Scripture prescribes. I think also, you know, we can live worshipfully. But let's look at this, just a list here. Here's many ways that we can praise and worship God. We can sing, one of my favorites, clap our hands, dance, give, read Scripture, pray, musical instruments. Did you know there's an Old Testament Hebrew word, zamar? It's found 45 times in the Bible, and most often it's translated as praise, but it actually means to touch the strings. In other words, this is a biblical instruction to make music to God and to use musical instruments to praise and worship God. So instruments, that's beautiful. Other ways to worship, we can bow, we can kneel, we can lift our hands. Yada is a Hebrew word for that, to lift, extend our hands, to wave our hands, to shout, to serve the Lord, to help others, and on and on and on. And then with music, which, you know, honestly is one of my favorite ways. Now, I love to worship the Lord just declaring his names. God, you are worthy because you're my Father, you're my Savior, you're the Creator, you're the Redeemer, you're my Provider, you're my Shield, you're my Fortress, and just go on and on with his names from your heart and worship God, just declaring, you know, his names, his attributes, his exploits. But music would be certainly, I think, one of my favorites. And like I've said before, it's the best group activity. But you can do this alone. You can do this in a group, a small group, a couple people. My wife and I, sometimes in the car around the house, we'll have some worship or praise music on, and we'll just sing, you know, just her and I. So often by myself. But music, yeah, and singing. Lift your head, lift your eyes, lift your heart, lift your hands, lift your voices. And especially, you know, when you come together in church, you know, don't have your arms folded and you're just looking around or looking down or looking at your phone. Worship the Lord. Why? He's worthy. He's worthy. And he inhabits the praises of his people. So you know this. He is worthy of our worship. And the reason he's worthy is because he's the creator and he's the Redeemer. And that's one of the reasons why we declare his worth and just speak and use a Bible word, declare or ascribe to God the glory of his name. So all of his names and what he has done and who he is, it's like his list of credits. Just to verbalize those to God, get familiar with those, and from your heart and with your mind and with your voice, declare those to God. It's a wonderful, powerful way to worship the Lord, to give him glory and honor, and it is also going to perk up and wake up and energize something within you, because you know who you're connected to, our Almighty God, who is worthy of our worship. Well, my friend, you're a worshiper, so be a worshiper. Don't worship the wrong things. So easy, and our world tries to distract us and put so many things to get our attention, get our focus. And of course, we have to focus on life and things that are important and the people around us. But let's make sure that we keep our focus and return our focus back to God Almighty, who is worthy of all of our praise and worship. Have a great rest of the week. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.